So the thing about me being a widow at the ripe old age of 35 was that no one knew what to say or how to act around me. My couple friends still invited me over to their parties, barbecues and the like, but the conversations always drifted into the land of awkward. "Oh, you look great. I haven't seen you since, Rob, since the funeral. Did you do something to your hair?" The few single friends I had tried to pull me into their world. I didn't quite fit in with them, though. While they were clubbing or bar hopping, trying to find the perfect guy, every time I met someone, my brain automatically compared him to Rob. I wasn't still looking for that special someone. I'd found and lost him. Being a widow is not quite the same as being divorced. I'd been quite happy being married, having regular, boring sex with my amazing husband, followed by eating cold pizza in bed while we watched the hockey game. It was what I'd always wanted. He was who I'd always wanted. Seriously, fuck cancer. As a result, I found myself on my own more and more. It wasn't a bad thing, really. I'd been with Rob since I was 19, and we'd been friends long before we'd officially started dating. We'd grown up together, had the same interests, same fears. Hell, we used to speak in nothing but punchlines, only to dissolve into giggles together when no one else in the room knew what the hell we were talking about. Not having him by my side had forced me to slowly become a singular entity instead of a plural. Being on my own was strange. Rob had been gone nearly 2 years, and I still found myself turning to say something to him at the weirdest times. Though over the past month that started happening less frequently. I couldn't tell you exactly how I felt about that. Guilty? Oh my God, yes. But I knew it meant I'd finally started to move on. I hadn't told anyone about my mental shift. Instead, I found myself going to this quiet place in my head, speaking less, observing more. It was different. I guess I'd become different more out of necessity than any real desire to change. We'd known his time was coming to an end and took the last month of his life to simply enjoy one another. It was on one of our various trips to the beach that he handed me the envelope. "What's this?" My fingers were damp from the ocean spray and sticky from the ice cream I'd just finished. "If this is some death letter thing, I can't read it." He grinned at that. "Nah, it's not sappy or anything, but yes, it's for after I'm gone."
"Rob."
"Lissa, listen to me. I promise you it's not what you think." He huffed, puffing out his shallow cheeks. "How many guys have you slept with?" The breeze moved his shirt and the sun made his brown eyes sparkle. If he had any hair left, it would have blown from his forehead. My heart ached to run my hands through his hair once more. "And if you say more than one, I'll promise not to be pissed."
"Don't be an ass. You know you're the only man I've ever been with."
We'd talked a lot about that after we'd gotten married. Rob had a small measure of guilt that I hadn't had a chance to sow my oats. Somehow, he thought because of my limited dating experience I would get bored or grow to resent him. The idiot.
"That's my point."
He took my hand and pressed the envelope into my palm once more.
"Don't open this until you're ready. Hell, you might not want to open it at all. Just..."
He gave my hand a squeeze, but for the first time in a long while, he couldn't meet my gaze.
"I know you said you didn't think you'd want to be with anyone else."
"I don't." The thought made me ill.
"Baby, you shouldn't be alone. You have too much light and love inside you. The thought of you being on your own, of not having anyone to share in the joy you have to give. No, I know you. There will come a time when you'll realize that you're ready to move on.